This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
There's no doubt that ride-hailing companies like Lyft and Uber are changing economies and the lives of their workers and users by changing the world of transportation. Another world in the midst of massive transition thanks to technology? Genetics. Kate Black was here talking about this. She's the first ever privacy officer for 23andMe. It's a company with a business model of providing direct-to-consumer genetic information. Black described it this way.
Anybody can log in online, order one of our kits, spit in our fancy tubes, and then send that information off to the lab. As a result, we'll provide them with a spew of information back about themselves, including ancestral information, trait information.
23andMe is aimed at a fascinating future for genetics, collecting and selling data to consumers, maybe also to pharmaceutical companies. While we stood on a deck at the top of the convention center in Austin, I asked Black what her fears were as the company's first privacy officer.
I'm scared of what I don't know. I think it's hard to really define the scope of risks or worries that people have, especially about their genetic data. So
this I feel like genetic data is like the most precious.
It's definitely the most unmutable, right? You're born with this code. You die with this code. You can't change it. So once it gets out there, it's out there, right? And you really have to make sure you make smart decisions about that.
I imagine anonymization is part of this, right?
So as a part of being 23andMe customer, you always have the opportunity to participate in our research program.
Uh-huh.
That's where anonymization really comes into play. All of our research is done at kind of the aggregate and de-identified level. So what that means specifically for us is that we remove all of their registration information and then aggregate the data. So we run Google searches on about 800,000 people, basically, within our research environment.
Uh-huh.
And all we get as a result is the output of that information. So there's no real connecting to the individual or the group of people that are defined in that subset.
Can you talk about basically that new kind of interaction between your company and pharmaceutical companies, other companies that might want to use your data?
Sure. You know, we really believe that the next generation of drugs will be developed in a personalized, unique way so that they can be specifically tailored to help treat specific conditions and specific manifestations of conditions for individuals.
This is a crazy, a weird idea.
It's a 180 from the way that drugs are currently developed, where you assume that everyone, no matter your gender, race, ethnicity, background, is going to react to a disease in the exact same way.
How soon are we going to see this stuff manifest, like, for realsies?
I'd say in the next 5 years, we're starting to see some real progress. So the era of genetics is upon us. We're kind of full throttle into figuring out exactly what that means. And I think the first real results and output of the movement will probably be seen in the next 5 to 10 years.
Kate Black, she's the privacy officer and corporate counsel for 23andMe. Kate, thanks for talking about this stuff.
Hey, thanks for having me.